A crucial week for Eurozone countries as leaders show solidarity and hope investors find confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel today said they want to rework European Union treaties to underscore fiscal discipline and to ensure the debt crisis never happens again there. A plan is expected to emerge when the rest of the European Union leaders gather later this week. Meanwhile, today in Italy, newly appointed Prime Minister Mario Monti went to Parliament in Rome, seeking big cuts and measures to boost growth. The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us now from London with the latest on the European situation. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning, Steve.
So ahead of this big meeting on Friday, what should we expect to see from French and German leaders at their meeting today?
I think we can expect them to agree the general direction they want to go in, which is to have a much stronger, more credible system of discipline over government budgets for countries in the Eurozone. But I think one of the things they're not going to resolve, my guess anyway, is they won't agree on exactly who should have the final say in enforcing it. The French President Sarkozy would like to have that done as a political thing, perhaps by leaders or finance ministers. The Germans want it done by the European Commission with the ultimate recourse to the European Court of Justice if necessary.
Is there a sense, Andrew, that we're actually going to get some solution to this problem? I mean, it seems like almost like a cat chasing its tail. You know, is anything happening here?
I think there's a distinct possibility that we will get some sort of decisions that will be conceived by the financial markets as being progress, but I don't think we're going to get the definitive solution, not least because if they do agree where they want to go at the end of this week, they still have a very difficult process amending European Union treaties, getting agreement by national parliaments, and in some cases getting them through referendums.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
Well, let's do the numbers. Markets are up right now. The Dow up about 1.25%, 152 points at 12,172. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 each up about 1.6% at the moment. The Commerce Department said today orders for manufactured goods fell in November by 0.4%. That's the second drop in a row. Internet shopping was a hit last week, though. Comscore says online shoppers spent almost $6 billion Monday through Friday of last week, which is a record.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
President Obama is planning to turn up the heat on Congress this week. He wants members to renew a payroll tax cut that expires at the end of the year. Now, there are different partisan ideas about how to go forward with those cuts. But Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says, as it stands now, those tax cuts may not be helping the people who need it most, or the economy for that matter. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So how has the payroll tax cut worked in the past?
Oh, it's worked by magic.
Magic?
Yeah. The government takes $112 billion or so of Treasury securities and puts them into the Social Security Trust Fund for the money not going into the fund. And then for the cash not coming into the government went out and borrowed another $112 billion. Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. All right. So who's benefiting the most from these payroll tax cuts? I mean, are we talking about poorer people getting the benefits, the majority of them, or middle class, wealthy people?
Well, actually, we're talking about people like me who were paid north of $100,000 a year because I got from the current cut roughly $2,000, and the average employee got maybe $800, $700, $600, 2% of whatever his wages are.
This is extra money in your pocket, right? That's not being taken out of your paycheck.
That is correct, and I'm glad to have it.
What would happen if these tax cuts were allowed to expire at the end of the year, if they just went away?
Well, there'd be a lot less money being spent by people who really need these cuts to keep going. It wouldn't make any difference to me, but it would make a difference, I suspect, to the economy. If you look at what's going on, there's a big fear that if you eliminate this tax holiday, you're going to cut spending substantially by consumers.
Should we be thinking about tax cuts with all these painful budget cuts that we have up ahead?
Well, if you want to stimulate the economy by putting money in, which is what they're supposedly doing, this is a pretty good way to do it because you put it in, it'll get spent, it's simple, and it goes away in a year.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan in New York. Alan, thanks.
My pleasure, Steve.
Meanwhile, at the White House today, President Obama meets with a small group of university and college presidents on how to reduce the cost of higher education. But what can the president or the federal government actually do to force college tuition down? Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Well, not much. Maybe a stern lecture, some embarrassment. But David Brenneman, an economics professor at the University of Virginia, says colleges themselves could do a lot to reduce tuition and preserve quality education if that becomes a priority.
Most college presidents are hired for their supposed ability to raise revenue, not manage costs down.
Brenneman is a former college president himself. He says cutting costs is tough. It creates fights.
And frankly, if there's any hope for getting costs under control, it's going to come from some form of technology involvement.
This semester at Stanford, Professor Peter Norvig tried an experiment. He opened up his class to anyone online for free.
Maybe we'll get 10,000 people. And I said, nah.
In the end, 140,000 students from all over the world signed up. Norvig hopes this is just the beginning of what tech can do for higher ed. Maybe more paying students could lead to lower prices. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, for the person with everything, the perfect holiday gift, a water-powered jetpack that'll zoom you up to 30 feet above water and allow you to float at thrilling speeds of 5 miles an hour. The inventor, a Florida guy named Raymond Lee, says he's been wanting one since he saw one as a kid in a James Bond movie. The jetpack runs about $100,000 for the basic model. Flashier paint gets you, well, that'll run you an extra $3,500. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
China's economy is so hot, it's immune from whatever's happening all the way over in Europe, isn't it?
A big export market is seeing slowing demand, and so that's hurting exporters throughout the region.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Asia and the European debt crisis. It is a small world after all, you know. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.